Hosted on dimlywit.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
What age people do you think are looking at porn more often in the U.S.?
Wow, great question.
40.
I'm going to say 18 to 25.
I'm going to say 35 through 40.
Both of you, you got on either side of it. 25 to 34 are the ones looking at porn the most at 26%.
Wow, literally just missed the mark, Jeff.
18 to 24 is 23%. 35 to 44 is 19%.
So it's the young guys.
And what's surprising, and I guess I just never wanted to think about this, there are 7% of people in the U.S. above the age of 65 searching Pornhub.
They probably just discovered that shit.
That seems low to me.
It seems like very
low
to me.
They're not getting any.
I fully disagree. I think people over the age of 65 are getting just as much as anybody else because they got the fucking meds to do it.
Wow.
I guess.
Retirement communities are cesspools of sex.
That is an image that I could have gone with out this weekend.
It's actually, retirement communities are very high places for STDs because a lot of them think, I don't need to use a condom or anything. I'm going to die.
I'm going to die anyway. Yeah. You know what's funny, though? Like, the horniest of all dirty people are, like, grandparents' age. Like, look at Betty White. She was a fucking hornball, that woman. Like, she hit on everything. You know what? They were the horniest generation. They lived through the fucking 60s and the 70s where everyone fucked everybody. I think then we all got a little more conscious. And went through like a whole like, not till marriage bit, which I don't know who those people are. But then like, and then now it's the new generation where everyone's having sex again. But like, it was like that older generation is fucking crazy.
Well, that's why I am surprised the number is so low. But I also think like,
surprised too. I thought it would be way higher.
Like, is that something that like your parent, like Alan, do your parents know that like Pornhub is a thing? Maybe they don't know.
I have no idea, and I'm not asking.
Yeah, I mean, that's Pastor Waters. Like, what are you doing?
Top searches by generation.
Here we go.
The top two searches for Gen Z, 18 to 24, is lesbian and hentai.
Knew it. I fucking knew it.
The top search for Gen Y, which is 25 to 34, are millennials, is Asian and point of view.
Wow. Okay.
The top...
Does nothing. I don't get it. But go ahead.
That's Denny's favorite.
Is it?
POV. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get more for a guy.
He likes POV blowjobs. So weird.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. I think I get it and understand it more for a guy's point of view than a girl that don't understand. What is POV for a girl?
So I've got this Oculus and Denny might love this. It's the virtual reality. They make videos that are specifically like point of view virtual reality that you can watch around you. Let's see, Gen X, that's 35 to 54, cartoon and interracial.
Interracial, I feel like, has got to be, like, on most age.
Wait, what age range is that?
35 to 54.
Interesting.
Okay. Let's see, boomers, 55 and above.
Yeah, what are those weirdos searching?
I want to guess from the two of you. What do you think are their top two searches?
Cat porn.
Cheating.
Oh, my God. Hand job is number one.
Old for young.
And mature is number
two. Oh, yes, I fucking nailed it.
Mature? You.
I mean, Jess, they're looking for people their own age.
That's so sad. That's so sad. Oh, my God. All right.
And a surprise to no one, most people are on Pornhub on their phones. At an 83% rate of people on our phone on Pornhub.
Which should be disturbing to everybody that's listening to this because that means a huge, like, everyone you know is jerking off on their phone and then, like, touching their phone, touching you, handling money, giving you your Starbucks drink. Like,
I want to let you know that at this very moment, I have an open porn search on my phone right now.
This is what I'm saying. Like, it's.
Oh, God, we got to hurry up.
The amount of. Tracy needs her 4 minutes. The amount of time that you probably have, like, I don't know, just is too close for comfort is a little disturbing.
Oh, yeah. But I have to say that, like, I use toys more than anything else. So it's really not hand contact. You shouldn't be worried about touching my phone after. You're good.
That's true.
Yeah.
Still.
I'm more like, wow, whip out the vibrator real quick. worried about, like, sanitizing my hands.
Yeah, well, guess what? For the 70% men that are jerking off in the United States.
Not my problem.
That is very true. The most searched movie characters that you think are being searched for on Pornhub?
Ooh, Harry Potter.
Let's go Rabbit.
Harry Potter is number 3.
Shut up! Ew!
I can't.
Homer Simpson.
Hold on. Number 1 is Harley Quinn.
Okay, that seems obvious. I should have guessed that.
Number 2 is Wonder Woman.
Mm.
But the most searched TV show and cartoon, number 1 is The Simpsons.
Like, I cannot believe how fucking popular that show is. I literally never watched it in my life.
Like, people want to see Marge bang?
People want to see Marge bang, apparently. Number 3 is Scooby-Doo.
I totally see that. What do you mean? Daphne and Velma are like the hottest couple ever on that. Those costumes.
Jessica, what are you talking about? Like,
those
Cecily
costumes
is owed to Velma.
I know, it's true.
Velma takes the cake on everything.
Hot nerd.
Hell yeah, that's the fucking best. Those costumes, when they come out with costumes like in August and they start promoting that shit, and all I see is like slutty Velma, I'm like, bro, this is the fucking greatest costume I've ever seen. What do you mean? Like, of course that's top search.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Emails, laundry, groceries, the list goes on. There's a lot on your to-do list, but what should be at the top? The answer is you. This year, put yourself first with the help of Dipsy. Sometimes doing less can lead to so much more. Dipsy's Stories believes in less analyzing and more feeling your feelings, less stressing and more easing into things, less scrolling and more savoring the moment, less pressure and more pleasure. If you're thinking about making a resolution this year instead of depriving yourself, why not focus on providing for yourself? With Dipsy, you can focus on giving yourself pleasure, which is a habit you'll want to keep all year. Dipsy Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories, and now they even have brand new written stories. No matter who you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life anytime, anywhere. Close your eyes and let yourself get lost in a world where only good things happen and pleasure is your only priority. Explore your fantasies in a shame-free way. There are hundreds of stories to choose from, and they release new content every week, so there's always more to explore, and sleep sessions to help you drift off. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/bad examples. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/bad examples. dipsystories.com/bad examples. Baddies, instead of just taking an ad break, why don't you take a beach break? I know we can all use a getaway right now. It's time to book yourself a beach vacation. Use cheapcaribbean.com. I'm going to tell you why, okay? Because it's all inclusive. You're going to get more food, more drinks, more fun for less money and less worry. That's what all-inclusive means. Cheap Caribbean has great deals on incredible all-inclusive beach vacations throughout the Caribbean, okay? What do we got here? We got Central America, Mexico, including Cancun, Jamaica, Punta Cana, Aruba, and more. Book today and get a next-level beach vacation at any RIU hotels and resorts in the Caribbean, Mexico, and Central America. Less money, less worries, more beach when you book at CheapCaribbean.com. You have no excuse to not go to CheapCaribbean.com right now. What is holding you back? Because if you haven't been away in a while, you deserve it. And if you think you can't afford it, you can with Cheap Caribbean. CheapCaribbean.com. Cheap Caribbean.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
What else? What else?
1,000%.
So one of the other things that Pornhub does with this is they note how traffic changes throughout the year.
Okay.
For example, in the United States, traffic is down on Pornhub by 30% Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's nice.
All day Christmas Day, it is down 19%. And on New Year's Eve, it's down 44%.
Wow.
We really got plans.
Everyone's trying to get laid that night. I get it.
But everyone remembers the most horrific day that came out of 2021. October 4th, the day Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp were down.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
So what happened? It skyrocketed on Pornhub?
Compared to the normal hourly traffic, around 1 p.m. on the day of October 4th, traffic overall on Pornhub was up almost 11%.
Well, the next Instagram goes down, I'm going right to Pornhub. I'm gonna keep
you want to be a statistic? I mean, yeah, think about it. You can't scroll and see what everyone's eating during the day. Might as well jerk off. It's
like, hell yeah. It seems logical.
It's logical. Oh my God. So, it's amazing.
For Super Bowl 55, traffic was down on average 20%.
Wow.
As people watched the game. But then right after, spiked and went up by almost 13%.
Oh my God.
Specifically went up 13% by the winning team.
So their way of celebrating is to jerk off.
Yep.
Wow.
You know what? I lost a lot of money yesterday. I'm a jerk off today.
Like, think about this now. The next Super Bowl party you go to, like, scan the room. Like, a quarter of those people are leaving to jerk off.
Yeah, I'm done.
I mean, what the actual fuck? I get it, though. You got a big release, you know, after a big win.
Oh my God, I hate that. That was the worst.
Well, this has been like probably the most informative episode I think I've ever sat through.
So the final recap for things in the United States are a look back at what changed, what was like similar between last year and what changed the most. In the trending searches, lesbian scissoring rose 743% compared to last year.
Yeah, scissoring, let's go.
Mature MILF raised 445%.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And Lisa Hooters. What an idiot.
Hooters drove up 408%. And squirting came up 305%.
Wow. It's the year of the squirters.
I'm a fan.
2021, the year of the squirting.
Amen.
Oh my goodness. I can only imagine what 2022 is going to bring.
Hopefully more squirting.
Oh my God. Also on this top list, only one of them is an amateur porn star, which
good
like
for her.
Good for them. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's awesome.
All right, Alan, anything else?
Let's see.
What is the top two girls video count?
The top video views. For the two biggest video views for porn stars.
The two biggest video views?
Yeah, like have the most views of their videos.
Okay.
Compared to our numbers, we look like crap. Riley Reid has 1,369,000 88,313 views this year.
Jesus Christ.
I can't even comprehend that number.
And behind her is a Bella Danger with 1,328,000,000.
Wow.
This is my homework for tonight, is I'm watching Bella Danger videos because I need to understand why she has so many and she's not pretty. Need to look.
Riley Reid's videos are good too. Just if you need to find something else.
Feel in her. She's so pretty. Like, I can visually look at her and be like, oh, I get why she's so hot. But like, I don't get it with this other one. So I need to understand.
Have you seen porn stars? Like, 90% of them are not attractive.
But like, I would think that the prettier ones would do better. But no.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not surprised by that. I don't think it's like a...
Those butterfaces just really, truly run the world.
Yeah, like, I just think that, like, guys go to look at porn for whatever they're into. I don't think they're looking at faces. I just don't.
Yeah.
Alan, what's your favorite type of porn?
Whatever's on my search list for the day.
I'm sending you guys a video right now.
Good answer.
Enjoy those.
Honestly, usually what happens is, like, I go to the page and then whatever is, like, most, I search through most recent. And then I specify in the most recent, it's got to be more than 10 minutes in the video, because I don't want to watch, I'm the person I skip through, and I can't skip through a 3-minute video. Also, all of you people making amateur porn and putting it on Pornhub, film more than 3 minutes, please.
That was a special request from Alan.
Oh my God. Alan more Waters wishes. What is that?
If you can't last more than 3 minutes, don't be a porn video.
Got it.
I mean, a lot of the times when it's stuff like that, it's like someone who's like grabbed their phone and is like just filming horrible angles. It's like, come on, buy a tripod.
Jersey Girls. Was that one of the...
Jersey-licious.
Was Jersey Girls one of the categories anybody searched?
It is not. It's nowhere near it. I'd say...
I just sent a text, and then as soon as I sent it, my dad just sent me a text, and I thought I accidentally sent it to the wrong person, and my heart stopped. Oh my God. An actual death on this show.
I would have jumped off a roof if you had done that.
I would have left.
Yeah.
I would have went to Mexico and never came back.
I couldn't even have known about your dad's existence after that. Done.
What is your dad's most searched thing, if we're going to...
Alan.
Based on his age...
Respectable woman.
Based on his age, it's probably hand job and mature.
I'm done. Thank mature. You. This has been a great episode.
Like, there's no way my dad's searching mature. I just know it.
Tuesday. See you next Tuesday. Bye.
Oh my God. Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday. Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.